You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
August the 26th, 2022. We are live streaming as I speak at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com and the search engine, just simply type Larry Connors, USA. It'll take you to our Rumble page. You'll see where to push the button and you join us live in studio. If you do, welcome. If you miss any of these programs, remember you can always go to the Rumble podcast and pull them up. Or you can go to Larry Connors USA, Facebook, LarryConnorsUSA.com. Everything, Larry Connors USA, you'll find us. And then share with others, will you please? So the Department of Justice affidavit seeking the search warrant for the FBI raid is unsealed by that federal judge in Florida. It was signed by a special agent with the FBI, contending that after reviewing boxes of material that Trump had handed over voluntarily to the government, the DOJ determined classified information had not been stored properly, and there might be more at Mar-a-Lago. That's it? That was enough to have the judge say, yeah, carry out a 6 a.m. raid at Mar-a-Lago while Trump is in New York. No big deal that if he's there, he's not. But the point, doing it at that time, after Congress is off for a recess, after Biden goes on his vacation, after Christopher Wray finishes testifying in front of the Senate committee, and if this was such a big deal, why did the Attorney General Merrick Garland hold on to his right to carry out the search for 3 days? Because they want to continue to do a little head fake for you, and they got some of the state-controlled media to go along with them. It wasn't long after the word of the raid got out that the Washington Post reporting that nuclear documents might be in the midst of those materials. The DOJ information released today for public viewing, and they did keep some categories redacted, claiming there's a vital need to, and the judge went along with it. The DOJ did not even cite national security as one of the reasons. Did not even cite it. Trump has already called it just more propaganda and abuse by the Biden administration and a witch hunt and everything else you want to throw at it. It certainly applies, and it would be correct. Everything they can do to slander Trump in advance of the midterm and all the candidates he endorsed, and, of course, in case he decides to run in 2024, or endorse someone else to run. Biden today, President Biden saying, I respect conservatives, but not MAGA conservatives. MAGA, that's obviously a reference to Trump when he says, make America great again. I am a make America great again person. I'm not a full Trump supporter all the time. But at the same time, I want to make America great again. Do you? Do you not? If you're a patriot, that's why you're listening to this program. Because I don't care about your color, your race, your ethnicity, your religion, even your sexual preference. I care about you being patriotic. But here's a poll that came out. According to Technometric Institute of Policy and Politics, 79% of Americans say Trump would have won re-election if they had known the truth about, or even known about, Hunter's laptop. 79% believe he would have won. Well, Mark Zuckerberg, in an interview with Joe Rogan on his podcast, said the FBI came to us and told us there could be some Russian propaganda coming your way. Make sure you kind of pull it back. And they did. They didn't know what was fact and what wasn't, but they began to throttle back all the information, the flow on Facebook regarding it. As soon as the New York Post broke the story, Twitter shut that down entirely. Other, quote, mainstream news operations didn't even bother reporting it. The ACLU is now endorsing a chemical to use for children as a puberty blocker, the same chemical that a year ago in Alabama they were fighting against using that chemical for chemical castration on convicted sex offenders. Now it's okay to give to children to change their sex. State of California confirming a decision made by the governor to ban the sale of gasoline-powered cars in the state by 2035. No gas cars will be sold in the state of California by 2035.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
So that was Mark Zuckerberg on the Joe Rogan podcast explaining that the FBI came to us and told us that you need to be vigilant because the Russian propaganda might begin to surface on Facebook and you need to make sure it's not going to be available. Facebook took one approach. They decided, well, we will allow some of it to go through and kind of throttle things back, which we're going to get into in more detail in a moment, exactly how they did it versus Twitter. Twitter shut everything down. Twitter shut down the account for the New York Post, which broke the story. They couldn't even promote the story. Couldn't even put up a tweet saying, we've got breaking news on a laptop tied to Hunter Biden. Go to our page and see more detail. They couldn't even do that. Couldn't even promote it. And, of course, you had all of this state-controlled media, at that time mainstream media. Okay. The FBI said, "Don't be aware. Watch out. Don't do it." Okay. So Mark Zuckerberg just admitted in that interview that they bowed to the FBI. And the FBI did, in fact, end up affecting the election. Looking at a piece written by Tristan Justice, we've had him on before as a guest. He wrote for The Federalist, writes for The Federalist. He said, it's confirmed the FBI colluded with big tech to prevent voters from learning about Hunter Biden's laptop. It was in October. mid-October, about 3 weeks before the election, that the New York Post published content from the abandoned laptop revealing that then-candidate Joe Biden had been lying, saying he had not been involved in any of his son's businesses, and lying about a lot of other things, and Hunter Biden's ties to Chinese communists and so forth. But the polls since then have shown this. In fact, one taken just 2 days ago by Technometric Institute of Policy. 79% of Americans, 79% of those surveyed, say Trump would have won re-election in 2020 if the laptop was known to voters. If you just knew about it. You're still trying to decide if it's right or wrong, but you didn't get a chance to do that on some social media, and you certainly didn't even see it on the mainstream media for the most part. It just was not there. And 74% of Americans believe the FBI misled the public when it claimed the Hunter Biden laptop was disinformation. Another survey showing, asking respondents, do you agree or disagree the voters did not have access to information that could have been critical to their decision at the polls? And again, that's where 78% agreed, yes. That information got held back. And they're at it again. The FBI leadership, and I had to really emphasize the FBI leadership. But if it rots from the head down, then that's not good. We got Senators Grassley and Johnson demanding a full and immediate investigation of the FBI. It ain't going to happen until Republicans control both the House and Senate and actually have authority to carry forward and even more. So the affidavit for the reason for the raid on Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago was released today to an extent. It focused on documents, classification markings, but it's heavily redacted. 25% of the pages or portions of them are blacked out. The government claims it needed to do that because we got to protect information that might be vital to an investigation. What investigation? Because the other thing that came forward with this now being unsealed to the extent it was, the Department of Justice did not cite national security as one of the reasons for redacting any information in the affidavit. That wasn't a reason they redacted anything. It's not really clear if that was even one of the reasons for the raid. The Washington Post earlier this month, based on obviously tips, leaks out of the FBI leadership, that some of those documents might include nuclear information. But again, the Department of Justice did not cite national security as one of the reasons for redacting information in the affidavit that was released today. So it's not even clear if they were using that as a pretense to have the raid to begin with. It was just a battle over papers as to who should have access or not. First of all, and I said this earlier and I'll repeat again, there are way, 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 way too many classified documents, according to the government, that they classify, that either they're outlived their classification, they should be released and open anyway, or they were only classified not because of a national threat, security threat, or anything like that, because somebody wanted to cover their arse. Did Trump do anything wrong here? I don't know. There's not enough on that information that's been released that we could even figure out, but what we are seeing from those that have studied this just as it was released today basically say that they were looking at 15 boxes. One of the government's concerns, that material on the boxes was poorly organized. Are you kidding me? You bother writing down this poorly? Boy, don't ever try to look at my files. If you're watching on Rumble right now, my files are all over the place. I know where they are sometimes. Sometimes I don't. But again, the FBI is interfering, and as we approach the midterm election with that raid the other day and going into 2024. So let's go back to this interview with Mark Zuckerberg on the Joe Rogan podcast as to the FBI coming to their office.
Basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. This is a hyper-political issue. So depending on what side of the political spectrum, you either think we didn't censor it enough or censored it way too much. But
right. But
we weren't sort of as black and white about it as Twitter. We just kind of thought, hey, look, if the FBI, which, you know, I still view as a legitimate institution in this country, it's like very professional law enforcement, they come to us and tell us that we need to be on guard about something, then I want to take that seriously.
Yeah, I want to take it seriously. So the FBI interfered with the election. The timeline when they went to Zuckerberg and, of course, sent agents to all the big tech companies and sent word out to all the mainstream media outlets, be aware of Russian propaganda, was 3 weeks before the election. They had the laptop in their possession at that time. They had it for a year almost. And they knew that the New York Post, apparently, or somebody was going to go ahead and break the story, so they thought, get ahead of it. Say it's propaganda. And you heard Zuckerberg say, but we did it better than Twitter. I mean, we were more fair. Come on, give us some credit.
What Twitter did is they said, you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. What we do is we have, if something is reported to us as potentially misinformation, important misinformation, we also have this third-party fact-checking program because we don't want to be deciding what's true and false. And for the, I think it was 5 or 7 days when it was basically being determined whether it was false, the distribution on Facebook was decreased, but people were still allowed to share it. So you could still share it. You could still consume it.
So when you say the distribution is decreased,
it got shared.
How does that work?
It basically, the ranking in newsfeed was a little bit less. So fewer people saw it than would have otherwise. So it definitely...
By what percentage?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's meaningful.
It's meaningful. When he says it's meaningful, then you got to have some range of percentage you can give us. Meaningful would, I would assume, would be certainly higher than 25%, probably higher than 50%, maybe above 75%. Zuckerberg says, but we did a better job. We let people exchange it, but yeah, we throttled it back so they didn't see it on their feed on Facebook. And if they were relying on that, they didn't know nothing. And of course, almost 18 months after the election, the New York Times finally admitted of our competitors across the street, the New York Post, they were right. There is a Hunter Biden laptop, and yes, it does have all that material. It got to the point where even CNN and NNN had to admit, yes, it exists. And the FBI knew it the very day they were already talking to Zuckerberg and everyone else, saying, watch out for Russian propaganda. So now that you know reality versus what you were told then by the FBI, how would you react if you were Zuckerberg? That question to Zuckerberg from Joe Rogan.
They come to us and tell us that we need to be on guard about something, then I want to take that seriously.
Did they specifically say you need to be on guard about that story?
I don't remember if it was that specifically, but it basically fit the pattern.
When something like that turns out to be real, is there regret for not having it evenly distributed and for throttling the distribution of that story?
What do you mean evenly distributed?
I mean evenly in that it's not suppressed. It's not.
I mean, it sucks.
It sucks? It sucks? Those two words, it sucks, explains why we have Biden in the White House It sucks. Yeah, well, it certainly does suck. The whole nation is sucking because of it right now. And Zuckerberg said, well, when he's asked about, well, what did it feel like when you realize you kept information from people that they should have seen? What do you mean? What do you mean? He doesn't understand or care about ethics, or they would have immediately said, had an answer and said, what do you mean? And he said the pattern, it followed the pattern we'd seen before. What pattern? The pattern you guys were making up in the back room with your fact checkers who already in a line with what you want to put on. And they have no special training. They're just thinking like robots for you. Well, you want to follow a pattern? Look at what the FBI leadership had authorized back then and what they were doing. Now look what they're doing now. The pattern continues with the FBI leadership. Again, I'm looking at the parts of the affidavit authorizing the search warrant of Trump's home, unsealed today, 25% of it redacted for reasons they say that we need to protect persons and investigations, so forth, blah, 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 blah. He said a preliminary review of the 15 boxes indicated newspapers, magazines, printed news articles, photos, so forth, presidential correspondence, and a lot of classified records. They were unfolded, intermixed with other records. In other words, poor organization. They got Trump on poor organization. Big F. Big deal. Big deal. But it just sucks that you learn about the real truth, what was happening going into the last election. Now you should be aware. Antenna up going into this one. Coming up, report that there might be an Iran deal in the making.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
Call 800-247-1564, 800-247-1564, 800-247-1564. That's 800-247-1564.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Even in these uncertain times, Missouri lawyers are here to help. If your income has been impacted by the current global crisis, or if you qualify as a low-income household, you can have your legal questions answered for free at missouri.freelegalanswers.org. You can ask up to 5 questions, and they'll be answered by a lawyer licensed in Missouri at no cost to you. Missouri lawyers want you to know you are not alone. Get free answers to your legal questions at missouri.freelegalanswers.org.
KXEN, St. Louis.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. I want to take a moment to address something very quickly. When I was talking in the previous segment, I hope you understand that if information is withheld from the voters, it might affect the election, and it's withheld by a government agency being weaponized to help the party in power. It is wrong. I'm not trying to be political in favor of Trump versus Biden in that going into that election. I'm simply telling you, even if it were the other way around, it would be wrong. Can you accept that? Can you admit that, yes, if the situation were reversed and Trump had done something like that, it would be wrong? If you can say yes, then you're a true patriot. If you say, well, no, Trump would have had a better... No, 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 no. It's the law. And what they did, the FBI, through reaching into Facebook and Twitter and the mainstream media at the time, telling them in advance, there might be Russian propaganda coming, be aware of it. And you heard Zuckerberg said, well, what they were telling us kind of fit a pattern what we'd seen previous. What pattern? That was all part of the Russian collusion story, which never existed? All built on a false lie to get a search, the FISA warrants to wiretap? If you're patriotic, you do not want the government, regardless of who's in power, weaponizing it. In the next segment, I'm going to tell you about a New York Times column that's suggesting, and more than suggesting, that Republicans, conservatives, are ginning up to create a conspiracy that the IRS is being weaponized against you. I got some remarks about that coming up. You don't miss the next segment. I mentioned going into the break that there's a report of an Iran deal that might be made by the Biden administration. When Trump went in, he wiped out that Obama legacy deal that really put us at more risk, us and the Middle East. James J. Caravano, which we've had on numerous times with the Heritage Foundation, had tweeted out earlier today, there is absolutely going to be an Iran deal. Number two, he said it's going to be horrifically bad. Three, the administration has convinced themselves it's not. Four, in a year, it will make everyone forget the disaster in Afghanistan because this will be way worse. Five, buckle up. I tweeted back to James and for everyone else to see, too, that boom, boom. It reminds me of Hillary Benghazi Clinton all over again. And we'll wait to see what details. James has already picked up on some sources in D.C. about the Iran deal the Biden administration is trying to push through after Trump killed it. Wiped out the Obama deal. And one other thing. We use Lady Gaga sometimes as one of our bump breaks, singing Poker Face. I kind of like the song. I like some of her music. I don't have to like her politics, but I don't like boycotting or banning someone just because they have a difference of opinion. But I will tell you, I seriously considered it today because she's performing in Texas and telling the crowd, Texas has a purple heart, and you're going to be blue this next election period, right? And everybody's yelling, most of them, I guess. If there were any patriot Texans standing in there that are against liberals taking over that city, the state, they were silent or left the concert. She's entitled to her opinion, but when you go to a concert, do you really pay money to be given political drivel from either side? District of Columbia has 40% of children ages 12 to 17 that are not vaccinated. 40% blacks not vaccinated. D.C. Mayor Bowser says that everybody going to school has to be vaccinated. So she was asked, well, what's the plan for unvaccinated? School starts next Monday. She said, if they don't have their vaccination, they're not allowed to go to school. We'll give them a little bit of grace on that. Tough luck. She didn't say it in those words, but that's kind of what it amounts to. By the way, speaking of blue cities, and in this case, Chicago, a car theft challenge going viral on TikTok has a 767% increase in Hyundai and Kia vehicles compared to last year because there's something on TikTok encouraging people on how to steal a car. TikTok, remind you, is run by the Chinese Communist. Coming up, student loans you're going to pay. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota. For life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I think we've only been vindicated now that there's new estimates saying this will cost $500 billion, mm-hmm. more than all the spending in their budget-busting bill from earlier this month combined. It's also deeply unfair. Just think about all the Arkansans who never went to college, who got a job, started a small business, say a hair salon or a lawn service business. They're not getting their small business loans paid off. Think about all the people that went to college and worked to put themselves through college, whether they were working as a waiter or as a bartender. Think about the people who went to college and took out loans and paid it back, or who had parents who had saved for them and paid off their education. They are not going to benefit from this. In fact, they are hurt by it because they're now picking up the tab for $500 billion of other people's loans.
That is Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, talking about this student loan forgiveness plan. $20,000 total per student debt. $10,000, depending on if you have a Pell Grant, you can get up to $20,000. But they could not come up with a number. They just couldn't seem to come up with the total number it was going to cost. You just heard Senator Cotton say it's way above even our estimates. So White House Director of Domestic Policy Susan Rice was asked the other day, how much is it going to cost? She said, I can't give you that off the top of my head. Look, when I'm doing interviews with someone and I ask for a specific number or something like that, if they don't have it at hand, that's okay. Get back to me with it. I'm not trying to ambush them simply because they don't remember something that like that. I mean, some things you're not going to forget what you did or you didn't do, or at least you'll have to say, I don't really recall. Whatever. I'm not trying to ambush somebody. So she could certainly go get it, but she never got back to tell reporters. Nor did the National Economic Council director have any idea either. Said, I don't know how it's going to shake out. Well, the Center for a Responsible Federal Budget estimating yesterday it's going to cost around $500 billion. The Penn Wharton budget model they had before the announcement was estimating $330 billion. Now we're up to $500 billion. Oh, what's a billion? There's here and there between friends, right? And then how are you going to pay for it? That question asked to the White House press secretary earlier this week, and I don't know. I'll tell you how. You're going to have to do it. But keep this in mind. I pointed this out in the last hour as well. if Republicans take over the House, there's a scenario that if Republicans take over the House, they can empower Speaker Kevin McCarthy to sue President Biden over illegal transfer of student debt to non-college families, because the president has no power to cancel those debts. And there will be hundreds, thousands of Americans who will be glad to join such a lawsuit. I also remind you of what I did the other day, that endowments at a lot of these universities, they could just step in and help pay off a lot of them. Harvard University, Harvard, at the end of fiscal year 2020, had an endowment program totaling $42 billion in their little endowment fund. Yale, $31 billion. Why aren't those big universities and colleges stepping up and saying, well, we'll just take care of it for help out America? So I got my good morning slap in the face today. I sign up for it. I have to say, yeah, go ahead and slap me. I get it in the morning. It says, good morning, Larry. You're just slapping the face. This is from the New York Times columnist of the day, and today it happened to be German Lopez. He said the Republican opposition in the IRS funding is rooted in broader political goals. He said their conspiracy theories building. He said Cruz has warned Democrats' new spending law will create a shadow army of 87,000 IRS agents. A lot of us believe that. He said, so now they're trying to find a way to criticize the legislation, including conspiracy theories about the agency. There's no conspiracy theory if you look at the facts. What did Lois Lerner do with the Tea Party and all the other groups that were trying to get classified as charitable organizations? But if they had Tea Party or conservative or Trump in their name at that time, Trump wasn't even around then, conservative, well, then they didn't get clearance. Got delayed, delayed, delayed. Alan Rappaport, who covers economic policy for the Times, is quoted saying, among Republicans, there's been a lot of hostility toward the IRS for years. It's not just Republicans, Democrats too. Now, the agency claims, of course, that the funding is going to help investigate wealthy tax cheats, improve customer service. Right, right. They're going to improve customer service and modernize systems. They projected with all those efforts they're going to do, they could raise $100 billion in net tax revenue over the decade if they crack down on those who are delinquent, and that means they're coming after the little people because the big, big wealthy, they have lawyers on retainer ready to fight their battles for them. Republicans raising concerns that the IRS will use the extra money to go after conservative groups. We saw it before with Lois Lerner. You know that. And, of course, in this morning slap in the face, the New York Times columnist says, well, the agency actually has good reason to focus on the rich. They account for the largest share of unpaid taxes. I don't know what it means by unpaid, but by income level from 2019, they show a graph that the top 1% of the earners underpaid taxes by $163 billion. Top 1% of the earners. Top 5% of earners, $307 billion underpaid. The lowest 20% of earners, less than $6 billion taxes unpaid. But they're not going to go after really the top, top, top. Even though the wealthy senators in the Democrat aisle would like you to believe that. Like Connecticut Senator Blumenthal, worth $80 million. They don't want to take on him and his army of lawyers. So they're going to go after the least challenging. That would be you. And you think they won't be weaponizing it? Despite what we saw Lois Lerner and her agents do back during that time? Today, the White House called out Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, because she criticized Biden's plan to forgive some student loans and said, ha ha ha, well, she owes $183,000 in PPP loans. You know, those PPP loans that you were getting during COVID when you were shut down? You were allowed to get this money to help pay for your business. Of course, you had to justify it and show it. And it was given to anyone that needed help. That was the idea of it. but they could be 100% forgiven if you play by the Small Business Rule Administration rules. And 60% of the PPP money had to go to salaries. And if you did that and met some other criteria, then you would have it forgiven. That was part of the rule. It's not similar at all to student loans taken out years ago or even a year ago, suddenly being canceled or dropped or greatly reduced. But the White House made a point to bring that out, that here's a critic of the student loans. Look at her. She got $183,000 in PPP loans forgiven. And they list some other people. I'm looking at the list. Let me see. You know what? I don't see a single Democrat on here. Not one. I see Van Buchanan, a Republican of Florida, Mullen of Oklahoma, Hearn of Oklahoma, Kelly of Pennsylvania, Gates of Florida. I don't know their stories one way or the other. But if you're really trying to prove a point, don't you think you'd include Democrats as well? And if you're not trying to weaponize anything, wait a minute. Where did they get this information? Would they have gotten that from the IRS or the Small Business Administration? Probably, yeah. So they weaponize the SBA. Hey, tell us which Republicans have had their loans forgiven. We don't need details. Just give us a name. No, they will weaponize the IRS against anyone they can. The New York Times fears a that Republicans are generating the conspiracy. Looks to me like a conspiracy is already planted and blooming. And you're going to pay for that as well, by the way. A lot of it depends on what happens to coming up midterm elections and 2024, obviously. When we come back, I want to tell you about something that you're going to be facing if you don't get the votes done at the midterm election, and then what it spells for the 2024. One of the things that could happen is going to move us farther to the left. We're not even at the edge at this point.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
A quick note again about this White House statement being released today on their account to point out that one of the critics of the student loan program, being Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, had $183,000 plus forgiven in PPP loans. Those, of course, were the Paycheck Protection Program. Because your business got shut down by restrictions of government, or you lost business because people were not allowed to go outside. In other words, the government caused all of this, and your company suffered, your people suffered, and you needed help stay afloat. So that's why that was devised. And yes, it would be forgiven if you could prove several things, one of it being 60% of the money you got, you had to show went to payroll. And the White House, since they don't like Marjorie Greene anyway, they decided to let's put her up, show her. Look at her. She's complaining about $10,000 forgiven for a student loan, maybe $20,000 if you have a Pell Grant. And they not only named her, but they named one, two, three, four, five other, all Republicans. They didn't mention a Democrat. Very interesting, huh? Data from ProPublica shows the loan and accrued interest for Green's company, Taylor Commercial, the money reportedly would go to payroll, was forgiven. That would be allowable. It was written into the rules. If you're going to get a PPP loan from the Small Business Association or administration, these are the rules you have to play by. But apparently the Biden administration said, hey, call up the SBA, see if she did anything with her company, and check on some other Republicans. Did they ask about any Democrats? And if we think the IRS is not going to be weaponized, comes to mind to me right away is Reverend Al Sharpton. For decades, stories going around about how much he owes the federal government. Now, there was apparently in USA Today in 2020, the New York Post reporting what the New York Post had said, that Sharpton retired his personal state tax debt, but still owed nearly $700,000 in back taxes for the IRS. And then there's another claim that he owes over $19 million in outstanding taxes. Fact checkers say, well, that claim overstates how much he owed. Doesn't say he didn't owe them. Are they going to go after those guys as well? Willie Nelson, if you remember, had $16 million owed, and so the IRS seized his estate and assets. Do you remember that? All right, here's what's going to happen with this midterm coming up. It sets the stage for 2024, first of all. The raid at Mar-a-Lago was part of the pattern we saw with the Hunter Biden laptop being pushed aside by mainstream media, now state-controlled media, that it's all Russian propaganda. In the beginning of the hour, you heard Mark Zuckerberg say, yeah, the FBI came to us and be aware of Russian propaganda, so we throttled back information when the Hunter Biden laptop story came out. He didn't know exactly how much is throttled back, but he says meaningful. In other words, people didn't get a chance to have full access of information before they voted. And now you have the same pattern repeated at Mar-a-Lago. Whatever we can do to slander Trump, and I don't care if you're a Trump supporter or not, is that patriotic to take a government agency by the party that's in power and weaponize it against the other side? If you think it is, then when the change comes, you're going to still think it is? Nancy Pelosi has also said that even if the Democrats hold the House, she will step down as Speaker, partly because she knows she might not survive another vote anyway. She barely did last time, because the progressives, the ultra-progressives, are pushing. And she said, even if we win, I'll step down. Of course, if they lose it, then she loses the gavel anyway. You know who's ready to pick it up? Congresswoman Chayapal, out of Washington State. She is one of the ultra liberals who want to push our country farther to the left. Are you ready for that? Today marks 1 year ago that we had 11 Marines, one Navy corpsman, one Army staff sergeant killed, along with about 150-plus Afghans as they were trying to get on the base at Kabul, the airport, I should say. Those Marines, the corpsman and the sergeant, were all standing guard trying to let people through or not let them through. Remember the 13. If you go to Larry Connors USA Facebook page, I've got details of an event that's going to happen at the St. Charles County Veterans Museum Saturday, tomorrow, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. at the Veterans Museum in O'Fallon, Missouri, for those of you in that area. Go to Larry Connors USA Facebook. You'll see more details. Also, a link to the group, the Freedom 13, to remember the price paid because of the disaster that Biden invited when he pulled out troops, leaving a handful to control chaos. And today, the White House acknowledged the loss of the lives, but also bragged about its airlift. Thank you for listening. Remember our pledge. one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.